Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss my meet and greet with Jesus, my food poisoning, Gaga and Harry Styles' new singles, and the time Corey whispered hey to an alien after fucking it. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can stream me and my friends again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Tyler, why are you being so quiet?
I am going through it.
Listen, I saw your tweet this morning. Is it going through you?
It's or going through me. I'm going through it. All of the above. I am.
What are you going through? Does it rhyme with it?
You need to sit. I consumed a delicious burrito last night from my favorite place.
Chipotle?
Nope. Close. Where? From my favorite place that's close by. It's organic. It's everything that it shouldn't be like.
I've never had it.
No, I'll take you. It's good. I'm not sure I'm going to want to go. I'm not going to name them by name. They have a very cute guy that works the front register, and he always rings me up, and we always smile at each other.
Do you tip him?
It's not really a tipping. You order at the thing, and then you go. It's like Chipotle style.
Got it.
He's very cute. I did not dine in. I ordered it. I was on my way home from the gym. So here's what happened. I got home from London yesterday, and I'm trying to... Yes, that is a burrito. And I tried to stay up as long as I could.
That burrito looks so good.
I can't even look at it. That's
it
repulsive.
Looks so good.
I tried to stay up as long as I could because I was, like, jet-lagged the house down.
Okay, and you were like, stay wake, wake,
stay
wake,
wake, wake, wake, wake,
wake.
Yeah, wake. Wake Forest. What is Wake Forest?
A school.
Oh.
A university.
Oh, have I spoken there? No. Why do I have that name in my head?
They play in the like NCAA March Madness.
Are they
tournament.
Good? What are their colors?
Green, like a forest.
That's so stupid. Predictable.
I think they're
Should
green and
black.
Should
we have everyone that's listening tweet shit at them?
At Wake Forest?
Yeah.
Michigan State was green.
Yeah, but we didn't say forest in our name.
Michigan Forest University.
That's like saying Grassville University and then being grass.
Okay.
So I stayed up.
Grassville University. Wow.
And your logo is like a lawnmower.
Well, actually, they're black and old gold are their colors.
Old gold?
Old gold.
You know what? I'm back on board. Wake Forest, wake me up inside.
Where are they?
No, the proper response was,
I can't wake up. In the goofy voice?
Yes.
So you were going to stay awake the
house
down?
So I was going to try to stay awake. So I went to the gym with Ray Ray, and...
I'm calling him Ray Ray now?
Yes, little Ray Ray.
Little Ray.
And
he's big, like tall.
He is muscly. So he was telling me, he texted me right before we went.
Is he jacked the house down?
I gotta tell you, sis. Before we went, he goes, sister, I'm gonna be wearing a tank top to the gym. Do you think this is appropriate? And you know how men, like, wear those tank tops where it shows,
like...
It's like a string down their center, and it's like, that is the... I thought that's what he was gonna send me. He is wearing the most constraining tank top, like... The most a tank top can cover, it covers.
It had like one of those...
It was like
a cap sleeve. A tank top with a cap sleeve?
I was like,
sleeve?
Sis, that's appropriate. Plus, it's the gay gym. We're good. So we go to the gym. He is looking
I would only
built.
Wear tank tops to the gym.
We get it.
In
you
LA,
show your
it's
muscle.
Hot.
You want to show your tattoos.
Maybe a nip slip, if they're lucky.
Well, he was giving me nip slip. I was giving you parka. I was fully clothed. So anyway, we went to the gym. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, this is going to be a great way to stay awake and stay alive.
Yeah. But aren't you just going to be tired after the gym and then want
to sleep? And then I'm going to go to sleep right when I should be going to sleep. I went to the gym at like 8 p.m.
Got it. Okay.
7 p.m. maybe.
I follow.
So we go to the gym. We do our shoulders. We do our arms. I'm giving you chest. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I ran 2 miles. It's doing it all. Oh. And then I get home. I order my burrito. I sit down to watch the first episode of the second season of Chelsea.
I watched it.
Did you like it?
I did.
You know it's my favorite show, I think.
I do.
My favorite talk show.
I think I know that now.
It's good.
I thought the whole time I was watching, I thought, Tyler's probably already seen this.
No, just watched it last night. But there I was having half of the burrito, my chips, my guacamole with pomegranate seeds on top. And I thought, this is what a delectable deal. I meant meal. And a deal.
And a deal? Was it a steal?
It was not a steal.
Okay.
It stole a part of me. So I am eating. I'm consuming. I have half the burrito. I have all my chips, all my guac.
Were you making like a crunch moment?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I was stuffing some of the chips in the guac.
I figured.
In the burrito.
Yeah.
I had my first lime LaCroix since being back for 3 weeks. So I was very excited about that. I literally set it up to have it. Everything and push play, and then I started consuming because I wanted it to be perfect. And then, maybe 40 minutes later, after I put the other half...
It was that quick?
No. I put the other half of the burrito in the fridge. I thought, I've had enough. 40 minutes later, I thought, maybe I haven't had enough. So I went back for the other half.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately after consuming that, I went to bed.
Okay.
Fast forward.
To what time?
A subtle 3:30.
That's witching hour. That's witching
hour. Which we'll get to. I have something to bring up about witching hour.
Okay.
And I think, is this my old age? Is this my...
Do you have heartburn?
Heartburn, yeah. Yes. So I rummage. Like a
rummaging animal.
A rummaging animal. Yeah. None other than.
Yeah. My favorite kind of animal.
I had two types of Tums to pick from. You go.
Ooh.
Like a mint, a peppermint.
This story is just, I'm alive.
Well, bitch, you better fucking stay alive because I'm not.
One was like a Winto green
Tums. A tropical fruit Tums or a peppermint Tums.
Ooh.
Yes. These are what you have at the ripe age of. And so I had to, you can bleep that, bitch. So I had to pick, and I chose tropical.
Why not both?
So I got back into bed, and I thought, oh, maybe it's not just up here. But you can't put a Tums in that asshole.
Since when? Maybe we should invent that. I think it says right on the bottle. Use as directed.
Use as directed. I hate when bottles peel back.
And the directions are underneath.
1,000 times
unfold.
More directions.
I understand.
And like, it's like, girl,
struggle.
Sum it up. Brevity is a skill. So
get a Twitter account.
Yes, hun sister. So from then
you, so
forth,
you put
from
one tropical
I
Tums
put a
up
tropical
here
up.
And a winter green down there.
Yeah, it was cool as ice. Cool as KUHL. So
I bet it was.
Right now it's 11:08 a.m.
Mm.
The last math, 8 hours.
Yeah. She's been.
I've been. Thank God my
wide
new
awake
home has.
By Katy Perry.
Let me tell you. Thank God my new home has two bathrooms. Because you don't want to puke where you've just done something you don't want to be near.
Yeah.
That's all.
I told you just lay down in the shower and let it leak out of everything.
That was Corey's advice to me this morning. He said, why don't you just lay down?
In the shower. Your shower has like that, the master shower. You could just lay down on the floor.
And just allow myself to just IV drip?
You should do like a what's it called? Fetus position?
I do wish I had a...
fetal position.
A fetus position.
You should get the fetus position around the drain.
What would you do if a guy told you he wanted you in the fetus position?
Like a back bend moment.
A back bend? I can barely reach that way. I can't. You want me to do like a
maybe
upward?
You should do a handstand.
Handstand?
And you got the tub. Oh, use that tub you never use.
I'm not going to just...
make a mess on the tub.
Make a mess for daddy. Anyway, so that's been me. I've been expelling.
Wow.
I'm just on a cleanse right now is what some people might call it.
Yeah. And how do you feel?
But I don't know if it was the burrito or if it was like jet lag, minor 24-hour
what did you eat on the
bug.
Plane? Maybe that was it.
Well, I boarded the plane and I was still drunk.
How? Okay.
And so my flight experience was not right. So I woke up halfway through the flight hungover.
I hate
and then
that.
I landed in L.A. fresh as a cucumber. Great.
Is that what they say now?
Yes.
Fresh as a cucumber.
Yeah. So that's what you missed on
Glee. Is it cuke season?
That's what I've been up to.
I was thinking it was weird to me that you hadn't been back to your house since I stayed at your house.
Oh, really?
I thought, I wonder if I should pick up all these hangers and plastic.
And you didn't.
No.
Because I had, well, yeah, I got home. I go, I guess I did dry cleaning before I left.
Yeah.
Or somebody left all this plastic.
That wasn't me.
I thought it was you.
I don't go in your room. I don't know what's in there.
I wouldn't.
I'm like, I don't want to, like, find somebody, like, handcuffed to the bed.
I don't have, like, forgotten. A little gimp.
Is that what you call it?
But now that you
someone
brought it
with
up,
a sprained ankle.
A sprained? No, thought, it's a, no. I'm not. That's not a like somebody who's got a condition. Is somebody in like a full leather tied up?
Oh, you have like, one of those.
I don't have one of those. Well, aren't they called a gimp? Is that a slur? Your, am I saying a bad
I
word?
Think you are.
Is gimp?
I think it is. I think you've made a drastic. I think you've made a drastic mistake.
Gumption. What's gumption?
Something you don't have.
What is gumption?
I said something you don't have.
Wait, Urban Dictionary, gimp. Oh, mm. God, I hope I'm not. Yeah, a sex slave, a submissive, usually male.
Look, there yes. he is.
My gimp.
Well, I did not know
he's giving
that
me
was.
Lederhosen Gimpenstein.
Is that
my new drag?
Harry Connick Jr. It looks like him.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I did laundry at your place. Ugh, took me so long to find where you hide the detergent.
It's very easy.
Under the guest bathroom
under
sink.
The puking bathroom sink.
Yeah. I was like, last place I looked. But I thought, I should fly home. Because
so
I had
really
all those,
just went through everything of mine.
I did that race, so I had a bag of sweaty clothes. And
how
I
was your
like,
race?
I should do laundry.
How was your race?
It was good. I ran a lot.
Did you wear dry fit?
Always.
Well, you remember...
I didn't get many blisters, I thought.
Speaking
this
of dry
is great.
Fit...
What about it?
We'll get back to your race, but you know who got eliminated for dry fit?
Who?
Cuckoo. Didn't she? On her original season?
Listen, I don't know what
What's
Cynthia,
her name?
Cynthia.
Cynthia Lee Fontaine, iconic drag queen. She got eliminated because she wore dry fit shorts on the runway.
Under like a skirt?
Not under anything. As part of... I am
Listen,
not even
I don't
joking.
Know why she's on this current season. I don't know why she's still in it.
I think she's doing well.
I just am never a fan of someone who's going to have one joke repeated over and over and over
Here's
again.
Her dry fit.
Cynthia Lee Fontaine dry fit? Did you Google Ooh, it?
The side of it is bringing it up. Get me a peppermint.
Speaking of peppermint.
Yeah, I got where you're going.
Are you
going
to show me her dry fit?
You know, I can't
Here,
really.
I'll do the Googling. Are you want, Do you want to talk about Drag Race?
Yeah, I will.
Tell
this
me.
This is a. There's an ad coming up.
Oh my God.
This is not the best representation of what I can show
yes,
you as a human.
You deserve to go home for that outfit.
It's dry fit shorts, and everyone read her for it.
I actually wore that same exact outfit
oh,
the whole time I was
the,
running.
With the Joanne hat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cute.
When I ran, we always.
Did you win?
We got
is there a winner?
15th out of 650.
15. Your team got 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I was gonna say they. It's a like relay race from Huntington Beach to San Diego.
And how long as you as a human have to run?
I ran like 18 miles total, but broken up in three different legs.
Oh, okay, that seems more doable.
Oh yeah,
I didn't
want to run. You would be fine. We would let you run
six
one of the,
miles three times.
Yeah, except for mine was like a 10, a 5, and a 3. Yeah. Anyways, we always like decorate the vans because that's what people do, and then like you drive around and like
oh,
you
did
see
you have
all
the
like
signs
markers.
With your faces on it.
Yeah,
y'all
and
did that
someone
last year.
Tweeted at me and said, "Are you doing Ragnar?" A van with your face on it just drove past.
Oh
me.
My god!
And I had to be like, "Don't follow that man,"
because he didn't want your drive.
I didn't have
shorts.
Didn't have time for a selfie in a dry fit short moment.
You know that is
those were short shorts.
That's triggering for me. People chasing us for a selfie when we need to be running.
When did that happen?
Season finale of The Amazing Race.
Oh, yeah. I guess I blacked out that whole
Corey
episode.
Yelled at fans because they were trying to stop us on the side of the road for a selfie. He goes, "We're trying to win $1 million." And then he didn't even use it in the
And
cut.
Now I've just carried over. Now I say that to anyone who asked for a selfie. Actually, I'm trying to win $1 million.
Actually, I can't really stop
Can
right
I
now.
Can I interrupt your Cheesecake Factory? Actually, I'm trying to win $1 million.
I'm sorry. I'm actually in the middle of a contest.
Gotta eat it all.
Yes, I'm drinking the house wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their house wine is good.
It's delectable.
What else did you do in Tel Aviv and Amsterdam and London and every all those places?
What's there to say? I saw Jesus' tomb.
Did you get any dick?
One of the worst run meet and greets I've ever been to.
Which one?
Jesus' tomb.
Oh.
It was lines for days. Everyone's crying because it's Jesus. Nobody knew what was going
the
on.
The tomb that he like resurrected from?
Well, I went to where they killed him, which was a little creepy because they were doing like a fucking seance there. No offense to Jesus's
Wait, Christians. People that were pro him or against
the
him?
The church people. I'm telling you what, how can you walk through that and not be like, this is cult shit? It was a like circular seance with candles and like people like fucking.
Well,
it
the
was,
Catholic Church has lots of chanting. That's what I learned from my time.
Yeah, they were chanting the house down. Church. They were giving me vocals. They were giving me.
They went to where
what's
he
that
was
one?
Like on the
Electric
hill?
Chapel.
You
anyway,
saw
no.
all of Jesus' old stomping grounds.
Yes.
What gay bar did he used to
Do
go to?
Do you think he ever stomped?
Like how people like the
not out of anger.
Like no, I mean,
but as kind of like a hoedown.
No, I mean like what was that movie? Like Stomp the Yard.
Do you think Jesus ever stomped the yard?
Do you think he did a hoedown?
Yes, honey.
Do you think he likes the Joanne album?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's giving. He's forgiving.
Did you meet Jesus?
I think so.
Was the meet and greet for you?
No, it was for hundreds Jesus? Of people. No, girl, it was for Jesus. He was in that dang tomb.
I thought you were saying
I
people
put my
were
hand
there,
on his tomb.
The one where he rolled the rock away and came out.
No, it's not like Moana. Okay. It's a little bit more elevated now.
Okay.
It's been a couple years.
Okay.
So they've like put shit up. They've draped some things. It's like a church.
But that's the tomb where he was resurrected from.
Yes, sure. I did Jerusalem. I did that.
Okay.
Jesus' tomb, not as flashy as I would have hoped.
Yeah.
A lot more crying people than I would have hoped.
Well, they're sad.
Why?
Because Jesus died.
He lives forever, allegedly. Why are you crying? Let it live.
Well.
Anyway.
I don't know.
I did that damn Jerusalem. I loved it.
Did you cry?
No, but I will say, as somebody who's not religious in the slightest, I was like, damn, this is, like, powerful.
Yeah.
I validate that, like, this is, like, important to a lot of people. It was crazy to be somewhere that's, like, actually ancient. Like, we've been to... Did you go to Rome with me?
No.
No. That, I felt the same thing where I was like...
temples we saw in Mexico were ancient.
Yeah, bitch. Okay, sure.
When you left, did you call it by the right name? Or was it like when we left the Anne Frank house and you were like, Helen Keller's house is just
I
great.
Never said that and I need it on the record. Put it on the record. Let it be shown.
You were excited for Anne Frank's Wi-Fi.
I did not. No, I cannot. I didn't check the Wi-Fi. I didn't even hunt Pokemon once in Jerusalem. That's how respectful I was.
Wow.
So let the record show.
Do you think
show.
They had them there? Which Pokemon's your buddy right now?
Chikorita.
You don't have a Chikorita?
Times are tough.
Do you have a bay leaf?
I don't know what that means.
That's what it turns into.
No, I do not have any of the Chikorita evolutions. I do not have any of the crocodile evolutions.
Oh, weird.
But I'm at 211 or 218
that's
or something.
Great. That's so good.
I'm doing well.
I'm walking my Porygon since you asked.
I didn't. Why?
I need to get my Porygon too.
Oh, your Porygon. I was thinking your Poliwag.
Ew.
I was like,
I'm not garbage. I already have
I would love
those.
A Porygon too.
Yeah. I got the microchip or whatever you need to make
I
it.
I need to talk to you about something.
Okay, talk.
So my Dragonite.
Yeah. Strong.
Is good. But my Charizard doesn't have any fire attacks. My Tyranitar or whatever the fuck has a fire attack. I'm like, aren't y'all supposed to be staying to your element? Ooh, I'm starting to like puke again.
Don't.
I feel like who's
all
that
this
bitch?
Pokemon talk made you want to
kill someone.
The woman who killed Selena.
I'm giving you no.
Yolanda
not
Salazar.
Not Yolanda Salazar. I'm giving you, and he's like, I killed them all.
Oh.
Feel it.
You're giving us. The Jinx?
Who Jinx?
What was his name?
Mr. Jinx, I believe. I never watched the series.
Jinx Killer.
Mr. Jinx. Robert Sepulveda
Robert
Jr.?
Durst.
Who's Robert Sepulveda Jr.?
He was the guy from the Finding a
oh,
Date.
Not the Jinx Killer.
No, Robert Durst.
Yes, I'm giving you...
I killed them all.
Speaking of Durst, who's that?
Fred Durst.
Fred Durst is...
Limp Bizkit.
He's doing something. I just read something about him in the news. I meant to send it to you, but then I didn't.
What is Fred Durst up
what
to?
What is Fred Durst up to?
What about... I think...
Oh, he hosts jazz nights in Hollywood.
And you're
Would
going?
You have guessed it?
No.
That's all.
What's he up to?
Limp Bizkit. Fred Durst hosts weekly jazz nights in L.A. now.
Where?
Apparently, is
what
part they
of
included
LA?
In the title. I don't know.
This feels like a weird BuzzFeed prank.
No, this is just like that one guy, you know.
Fred Durst.
Nope, close.
Mark McGrath.
That would be very close, and you're more close than I am. No, I'm talking about who's that man from Jurassic Park?
Oh.
Who hosts Jazz Nights.
Yep. The one. What's his name? Yeah. The one. Dr. Ian something. That's his name on the Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
That's the one that doesn't Brett yes, like him?
Not Laura Dern. Jeff Goldblum.
Was his name Dr. Ian Malcolm?
Yes.
Laura
Dern.
Yeah,
go.
I love Laura Dern.
Yes.
Dern it. And I'm not afraid.
Gosh darn it. Do you think she ever says that?
Gosh darn it. I love Laura
Dern. We should get her on this dang here podcast.
Yeah. I mean, the episode with Connor was great.
We should bring her in, but have this be completely unlit, but never mention it. Just to fuck with that darn it.
Just so they can't see.
Maybe we should have her be.
Would she be like, darn it, can you turn the lights on?
Darn it. Wait, did you like Connor's podcast episode?
I did.
It was funny.
I laughed out loud. The poems were great. I guess we should write more acrostic poems.
Well, I could have told you that twice.
Yeah.
Speaking of acrostic.
Yeah. What about it?
Would you ever do an acrostic with Harry Styles' new single? Come on, Segway. Imagine Harry Styles on a Segway tour.
I saw you tweet. Of Jerusalem. I saw you tweet at him for that like Rolling Stone cover.
I said pretty.
You wrote pretty.
Yeah.
He looked twink, 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 twink the house down.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Yeah.
Is what he was giving you.
Yeah. Are you excited for his new album?
Vaguely.
I just, that first song, I'm like, I guess I would never seek out to listen to it.
Ooh.
It came out the weekend I was doing that Ragnar race. And
I wouldn't call it an anthem to run to.
Every radio station played it like every 30
minutes.
It's
no The Cure. Yeah. And we'll put it that way.
Do you think you need The Cure to get over your food poisoning?
I truly do. Yeah. I played it this morning thinking maybe spiritually something.
She will find your cure.
I went and got Pepto-Bismol. Is that how you say it?
Bismol.
That's another one of those damn things where you have to peel back the instructions.
Did you get the chewables or the liquid?
The liquid.
And it
throat coated the sister down.
Are you more worried right now about throwing up?
Throwing
on set
up.
Or like.
Or shitting? No, I am.
You got your cork in?
I have got my cork in. No, I am. It just feels right here.
Really?
At all times.
Bubbling under is what bubbling we call under. It in the biz.
Who's bubbling under right now? Get Shady. Flame by Tinashe.
The Cure.
How is that not? No, The Cure has been number one on iTunes for 2 days straight.
Oh. Well, The Cure doesn't. iTunes doesn't have a bubbling under.
Worldwide.
I'm ready to see it debut in the Hot 100.
It will do well.
The Flame by Tinashe?
It's just Flame. And the fact that you don't know that says it all.
Should I put it in the Power Hour this year?
Yeah, it's a bop.
Did you see...
I just feel like she has been giving... Tinashe has been giving us perfect single after perfect single. Company.
And people just won't respect her
It's
craft.
Just not happening. Maybe they're not pushing to radio how they should. Maybe they're not buying marketing how they should. Maybe they're not putting her on the talk shows. Or I don't know what's going on. But people don't care.
Maybe we should bring her on this.
I would love to. I care.
She'll perform?
Which... The Cure, do you prefer?
Not the band The Cure.
Not the Cure, The
oh,
Cure.
Oh, The Cure by Jordan Sparks.
Jordan Sparks?
Or The Cure
or Lady
by
Gaga.
Lady Gaga. I saw that, and
maybe
I thought...
Maybe I'll be The Cure. That's the lyric.
From which one?
Jordan Sparks.
Sing it.
Jordan Sparks Sparkles.
I like The Cure. I like Paper Cut.
Yeah.
I like
Paper Cut
No Parade.
No Parade changed my life.
Maybe we'll get Jordan Sparks
you
on here,
you know she would. She favorited my tweet the other day. I said, girl, I didn't even tag
you. Did you tweet at her?
No.
She was just following?
Yes. She does a lot of Pokemon
Jordan
brand
Sparks
deals.
Just sparkles.
Did you know that?
As Sparkle in the new movie Sparkle. No?
That's fake news.
You didn't think she
I
sparkle.
Can't believe you did the original fake news.
About what? Her
Corey
sparkling?
Used to write articles. What?
Keep going. I'm just interested to see where
and
you're
And what
going.
His best written headline was Jordan Sparks sparkles as Sparkle in Sparkle.
In the new movie Sparkle.
Oh, it would have been better had it was my edit.
Yeah. Did you see her Gaga's Coachella set list? Talk about the...
It's her best set list she's ever done in her
I
life.
I literally would agree.
We're not worthy.
Like, how do we get tickets to that show?
I think it's still next weekend. I didn't go because all the kids were like, it's homophobic. But then I'm like, okay, well, where are y'all complaining about everyone that's going now?
Where
I should have just fucking gone.
You could have just went and like hit out.
Hit out.
You could have worn like a, who's that like DJ?
I could have dressed up as Laura Dern.
You could have dressed as that DJ who wears a helmet.
Yeah, I get
Skrillex.
I think I know what you mean. One of those.
Skrillex?
Mr.
You could have went as...
Isn't there a new man named Mr. Marshmallow?
You could have went as Mac and Me from the movie Mac and
Can
Me.
Can you pull up a picture of Mac and Me? Not Mac and Me, but...
With just
Mac
one C.
From Mac and Me.
Mac and Me. Because the movie.
It's how I feel I look like when I...
Mac and Me.
That's what I look like when I'm FaceTiming you without glasses on. I realized it yesterday, or 2 days ago, when?
Yeah. We Skyped for like 2 hours. It was a bit much.
Oh, I didn't mean to take up any of my time like that.
I couldn't believe it. Why do you look like that?
I don't know.
I feel like when
Girl,
you do the...
Is that a mole? Oh, no, it's on both sides. She's giving me rounded horn.
You can have moles on both sides.
Symmetrical?
I feel like that's the face when you do the... And then you wiggle your ears. Yeah. You literally look like Mac and Me.
Thank you. He's giving me hole. Is he not?
Do you want his hole?
No.
What do you mean he's giving you hole?
Look at that mouth.
Is it a sweet little mouth?
He's giving me sweet little hole. Show his whole family. There's a whole family pic, and they're naked in a grocery store.
Mac and Me family at the grocery store.
Mac and Me family. You can just do a simple Google. You're gonna see the whole family. Yes. Does that not disturb you?
You know. Okay.
Is that not us?
So I'm gonna tell you.
We take.
You know that
one bean.
Bean. You know that. Okay, wait. Look at the Mac and Me family.
Tag yourself. I'm the watermelon. Who's holding?
I think I'm the man on the paper towel.
Yeah, Brawny.
I'm Mr.
You're
Brawny.
Giving me Mr. Brawn.
You know, you're going to know what I'm talking about. You know that porn with E.T.
When E.T.'s
in it?
Getting fucked, yeah.
Tell me that's not where they got the idea for that.
This is Mac and Me.
Maybe it's Mac and Me all along that's getting it and not E.T.
I saw an article today. And I don't mean to bring up
the subject.
We can
get rid of Mac and Me's family at this point.
How much time do we have?
4 minutes.
We'll end with this. I saw an article today.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna relate.
What is it?
It said, why do men say, hey, after sex? Why do they just whisper, hey?
I've never done that.
I took a poll immediately after reading the article and I said, has this happened to you? Everyone said yes.
Guys say, is this a universal hey, thing? After
they
sex?
Just, they whisper, they say, hey.
After. Like, at what point after?
Maybe it's you. Maybe you're the little hey kiddo. Hey, honey.
I don't think that's me,
yes.
First of all.
Or they say, hi. Or, hey, you.
No one does that. I've never had anyone
I'm telling
do that.
You right now, it's real. Hey. I don't mean to trigger you like this.
Hey, you tweeted a poll?
No. I didn't tweet it. I just found it on the internet.
Oh.
And I said, oh, my God, relatable. Why do men, when they...
So tell me about the last time this happened.
The article said it's because they're unjizzed and demasculinized and they can be sensitive and connect.
So they say saying hey is being sensitive?
Because they whisper, hey.
Hey. And then what? Do they tickle your back or like braid your hair?
They say, hey, you. You want me to call you an Uber X?
Hey, you. You stick it around much longer? Because I got to get my life together.
Hey, you. You want to lay down in my shower and let it all
do a back bend? Do you want to use my pukey toilet or my poopy toilet?
Oh,
is that what you ask people?
Hey.
Hey,
you.
Wow.
Well.
Wow. I can't believe did you say the phrase unjizzed?
That's what the article said. It's not in my vernacular. It's just a thing that the article said and it really stuck.
Yeah.
Unjizzed.
And they're feeling...
Have you ever been unjizzed and demasculinized?
I guess so.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing it right now.
Hey.
Hey. On that note, if you want to say hey, where can people find you on the internet?
I'm sorry for that you just had to hear.
What I would like is for both of our latest Instagrams, the comments just to be flooded with just hey.
Hey.
And that way we'll know that it's you guys.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Hey, well, check me out on Twitter.
Where can people find you?
Online at Corey Cool and like everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm Tyler Oakley and
hey.
Hey. Good luck with your lives. Bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.